Thank you for calling. This is Jack. How can I help?
Hi, Jack. Bhaiya, kya hal chal hai? How are you doing?
Good. Who's this?
Jack, actually, I'm one of your... Are you from the Melbourne company, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Brother, actually, I spoke to you last week. Can I give you my account number? Because I think you've
already
forwarded to the TPG. And but on that time, you helped me to put my landline number on my personal phone call. TPG said number is already gone ported, but they can't do the diverted phone call back to your landline because your previous provider did that, so I have to call them back actually.
Rubbish, sir. They are just... if they own the number, why can't they remove the diversion? What rubbish are they talking? Anyways, I'll do it, sir.
Please,
if
they,
if it's gone to... But sir, I'll just tell you one thing. If it's gone to them... Okay, if it's gone, if the number 03595259555 has gone to them, how is it, how can I remove the diversion from my site? I will remove it from my portal, no problem. I will do it right now. But
the thing is, brother, I'm been with them from last 4 hours in the morning with them on the phone.
My Jesus.
And
yep,
I've
removed it.
They have no clue. Yeah.
From my portal, I've removed it. I don't know if that will take any effect onto your site or not.
Yep.
But I've removed it from my site, sir. Okay. But let me tell you, sir, if it was... sir, you think logically, between you and me...
I was thinking about it. I was saying them, like, this is your number now. This is your company now.
Exactly. Then that means I can divert and remove diversion on any number in Australia, even if I'm not the provider. It's plain and simple rubbish. But I have done it from my site, sir. Okay.
Thank you so much,
diversion.
Bro. Thank you for doing
no
it,
problem,
mate. Thanks for picking up the phone. I know this is not a Melbourne phone company phone, but thank you so much for picking up the phone.
That's
again.
Fine, sir. Thank you, sir.
Brother,
thank
can
you.
I ask you one thing on the reason I come up from the Melbourne phone company? They were stopped picking up the number 1-300-5, whatever it was. What happened to the company? They been legit or what happened to the company? Like, they never pick up the phone. It's been two good months trying to get them a call again.
What number are you calling, sir? Because this is my direct number, I can understand, but I'm still with Melbourne phone only.
Yeah,
the
13, the number they have on the bills.
Yeah, the same number, sir.
They never pick up, they never return the call. So I don't know if I just want to leave a note in case you guys want to have a look. I was worried about it, nobody pick up the phone. The bill is going up now. The bill they put is $420 a month. It was $93. So that was my main reason I take off my business from device. There was no any issue before that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. No. So it's very much operational. The 1300. I was just talking to a different customer also just before you called me directly, sir. Your $93.31 became $116 maybe because you didn't pay on time in the month of May. So there was a late fee.
No, brother. No, it wasn't a late fee. It was just like a late fee on the top of that. Actually. Yeah, something like
no,
that.
No. 93 became $116.06. Hold on. Because you were getting a discount, which was still the month of May. Maybe your contract was till May. So after the contract...
No, but when the boy signed up a contract, they said it was a month-to-month base. No discount, nothing like that. Yeah.
But so I can see a $20 discount in the month of April, but there is no year. See, your contract was till April 2025. So you got the discount till May... But in June, the discount stopped. But if you would have renewed the contract, we would have continued the discount, sir.
Nobody called. Okay, no, that's fine, brother. Hopefully in the future, I'll get some other service.
Okay, speak to TPG. See if you're happy with them or not, sir, or else I am a call away. This is something I can personally tell you, Mr. Sidhu. Okay, it's hard to get a customer, and it's harder when the customer leaves. But if it's for a reason for not being able to get in touch, I will give you a mobile number, email address, everything, sir. That's not an all problem. It's unfortunate I'm speaking to you so late. I should have maybe spoken to you.
I did try my best to contact you guys.
I totally understand, sir. You've been very patient.
Yeah.
I understand that, sir. But anyways, you try to work it out, sir, because as I told you, in the end of the day, you're my customer or not, I don't care. But I don't want anyone's business to suffer, right? Because everyone is trying to make money. Everyone is trying to run whatever. That is the whole reason. That is why I assisted you with the diversion also that day. So ultimately, we are human beings and we should help each other. That is what I've
done. Thank you for understanding the business thing. Because the thing is, I already lost so much during the weekdays. You know?
Absolutely.
Sometimes my phone is there. Sometimes my phone has all the forms, you know. Yeah.
No problem. So I am a call away. Try to work it out with TPG. If you're unhappy with them for any reason, I am a call away. Okay.
100%. I will
SMS you my direct email address also. So any issues, you just email me and I'll call you back.
Yep.
Sir. Okay. And
nice.
Sort it out.
Thank you, brother. Thank so all call sir. Called have been done. Has it?
I have removed it from my site. Yes, sir.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you for doing it.
Have
sir.
A good day,
thank
sir.
You. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.